Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So go on your way. See, I am sending you like lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in that same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the labor deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to them. The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But wherever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into the streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." And Jesus said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Children, to come up and join me. Keep following me. Here we go. Follow, follow, follow. You guys were awesome. Great job following. Yeah, great job following. Yeah. Great job following. Great job following. You're awesome. Yeah, so God invites us to follow. Jesus says, follow me. Says that to his disciples a lot, right? But sometimes Jesus gets out of the way and invites us to go on ahead. So sometimes we don't have to follow. Sometimes we get to lead. Sometimes we get to be at the front of the line. Some, as we know, God loves us at the front. We also know that we're called to go and share God's love with other people. Jesus gets out of the way and lets us go share God's love. Is that cool or what? So, you've been a great job following. Are you ready to be leaders? Ready? Ready to be leaders? Yeah, it takes practice. It takes practice. That's totally cool. So, let's ask God to help us do that. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you love us so much and that you help us to follow you. Now help us to be leaders in loving others as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so are you sitting with somebody? Going back to the nursery? So when you get there, tell somebody God loves them. All right, go. Go be leaders. Grace to you and peace from God our Creator, from Jesus Christ, the Savior of the universe, and grace and peace to you from our guide and our help, the Holy Spirit. You ever been driving down the road and you see and you come to a construction area and there is a pilot car and you're supposed to follow that pilot car through an area? Have you ever had that experience? People have anymore. Oh, wow, so still quite a few. You know, in this day and age, it's electronic. They don't have people there anymore. They have, oftentimes in a construction area when there's a one-lane road. I was in South Dakota last summer, and like in about 10 different places, you'd pull up and there'd be a stoplight. And then you'd wait for oncoming traffic and then green to go through the one-lane traffic. But a couple of years ago, I was in Yellowstone, you know, waiting for like an hour and a half for the pilot car to guide me up to Mammoth Springs. Pilot cars have a really important message for you. What is that important message? Yeah, what is it? It's printed right on their sign, right? Pilot car, follow me. I do often pause. Why? I've never really seen a pilot car. I've always seen a pilot pickup. But anyway, so pilot cars, they always have this important message. It is follow me. Makes us think about Jesus, right? He goes down to the lake. He preaches from a boat, and then he gets out of the boat, and he turns to some of the fishermen, and he says, follow me, right, right. He finds this guy. He was a tax collector, and he wanted him to be one of his disciples, and he said, yeah, and don't we understand that as people of faith, God comes to us today, and God says, right, we are all called to be followers of Christ throughout our lives. But if you know anything about me, especially over the last couple of years, I've started to become kind of frustrated with our focus on following Jesus. That we're always called to follow, and that's the work of a disciple, right? And why is that? Well, we often read lessons on a Sunday morning. The gospel lesson is about Jesus and his disciples, and disciples do what? Yeah, a disciple is a follower of the master that learns all about what the master teaches. And so oftentimes we are so focused on being disciples that we forget that we are resurrection people.
in the Gospels, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the word disciple is only used one more time. And that's in the Great Commission. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them all I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. What are the followers of Jesus called after his resurrection? They're called apostles. Yes, they're called apostles. And in fact, the word apostle is used only a few times in the Gospels before the resurrection of Christ. But it's used in times when, like, Jesus gathered the 12 disciples and he sent them out to do ministry in the world. And then the disciples came back, but the Bible says the apostles came back. What's the difference between a disciple and an apostle? A disciple, we know, is one who follows, but an apostle is one who carries on the mission and message of the master. So carries on that message, does the work of Jesus in the world. So we have not a discipleship story this morning in the Gospel of Luke, but we have an apostleship story in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus gathers up these 70 and sends them out. And so we learn, what does it mean to be an apostle? Well, what does it mean? It means that you should not go alone. You should know that apostles, those people, were sent out two by two. That we are a community of faith, right? You, our Savior's Lutheran Church, are a community of faith. You don't operate as sole individuals with the weight of Christ on your shoulders to share in the world, but we are a ministry together. And I like to think that we, right, Lutheran Campus Ministry and our Savior's Lutheran Church, as well as the other churches of our area, we are a work together going out and proclaiming God's love. I represent you on the university. You represent me in the community. We go out together. The first important thing about an apostle is it's not a solo position. The next important thing about an apostle is one of my favorite things. We get to eat. Yeah, says right there. When you go into somebody's house, eat what they provide, drink what they share. Yeah. And if they don't, go on to the next house. Right? And it says, the laborers do their pay. Oh my goodness, I love to get paid in food. That is really awesome. Our students often say, yeah, we don't come Sunday nights for worship at campus ministry to listen to you, Pastor. We come for the food that the congregations provide for us, right? But there's something about relationship when we eat together, right? When we eat together, then we are deeper and richer in relationship with one another. So apostles go out to be in relationship with one another. And another curious thing, Jesus says, cure the sick. Do works of healing. Be in the world healing and bringing new life and health to people. Does this world need healing? Are there people in your neighborhood who need a word of God that brings healing? Is there some struggles in your household, in your extended family, where there could be some healing? Yeah, we know that there needs to be healing all around. God sends us out as apostles to bring healing to people. Isn't it curious? He doesn't say, as apostles, you should be equipped with sermons, each and every one of you, and that you should proclaim those sermons and preach those sermons to everybody you meet. No, your job is to bring healing. And finally, when you show up at somebody's place, and this is a part of healing, right? You show up and say, peace be to this house. Peace be to you people. Our job is to bring peace. And when we're done, and when we're leaving that place, to announce, the kingdom of God has come near. And it's really interesting as we listen to this gospel lesson closely, whether we are received or whether we are rejected, we still proclaim when we show up, peace of God be with you. And when we leave, we still announce, the kingdom of God has come near. Right? And it hasn't come near because we showed up. The kingdom of God has come near because Jesus Christ has been let loose into the universe and comes to be in all places and with all people. So that's what it means to be an apostle. All right, let's get going. Church over. We're done. Here we go. I don't feel like anybody's following me here. And you're absolutely right, because you know I got one whole page, another like 20 minutes of this sermon to go. So, and now you're saying, I wish I would have left it as invitation, but do you feel prepared to be an apostle by those simple instructions? You know, Jesus says, I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves. Are you prepared? You know, the bulletin cover says something about rough roads ahead as the sign there. Are you prepared? What do we know about these 70? The Bible doesn't tell us anything. Were they people who were itinerant disciples that were following along with the rest? Had they been listening to all the lessons and knowing everything that God, that Jesus had been sharing along the way? We don't know. We don't know if they were just immediately picked from the crowd or if they'd been walking with Jesus for a while. There's something about the number 70, right? A biblical number. The number 7 means enough. You know, somebody came and said, Jesus, how many times should I forgive somebody? 7, you know, enough times? Oh, Jesus said, 70 times 7, right? More than enough. Jesus sends out enough people into the world to do God's work in the world. There's about 70 people here. That's about enough, right? But the cool thing is, there doesn't seem to be much preparation. Rather, instead of packing a bag, having a backpack, pull-along suitcase, having all the right books or having all the right technology, having the right app on your phone to go out and proclaim God's news, Jesus seems to imply that we should just rely on our hosts for everything we need. And Jesus implies that we should rely on God for everything we need to share, right? It isn't our work of healing that is done in the work, but it is God's work of healing that's done through us that happens in the world. So you're driving down the road and you come to a construction area and there's a one lane road and well, you're waiting. Finally, the pilot car comes from the other direction and turns around. Now you're ready to go down the one lane road past the construction for 20 miles and you're following the pilot car. When the pilot car turns aside, what do? Yeah, you keep going, right? It would be a mess, right? If like you're in a line of 27 cars, the pilot car pulls over and you're still reading the follow me sign and you're like, yeah, let's all pull. And it's like a jam-packed car and then the people coming the other way and it's a mess, right? No, you keep going. Sometimes Jesus says, follow me. Sometimes Jesus pulls aside because we are resurrection people who know a God who came and has ascended and sends us out to be apostles. God pulls over, and now you keep going. And what will be the signs? What will be the next sign that you see? Well, these apostles, they came back to Jesus and they were like, you should have seen the signs. Even the demons listen to us. Somehow, God does work through God's people. And Jesus saw signs. He said, Satan falling from heaven in a flash of light. That when we are about the business of proclaiming peace and announcing that the kingdom of God has come near, that evil starts to fall away. Goodness and righteousness and Jesus become more apparent. Go. Be apostles. But stick around for the next hymn and Holy Communion to be served and strengthened, and then we'll go out to be apostles. During the next hymn, what is your congregation call that time? Sacred space, right. So you're certainly invited to come and leave a prayer request in the prayers of the people basket, or if there's a prayer that you would just like to put in the lockbox there, the quiet prayers to God. I understand that those are never read, but left in the presence of the community. Let us sing.